Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, chavarim, shalom, Hanukkah Sameach, here, 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 HaMakabim Sameach, Hanukkah, fifth day here, Maccabee fighting holidays, resisting the simulation into the Babylon system, here, 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 Maccabees fighting holidays, known as Hanukkah, here, we're day five right here, here, today's daily psalm, very interesting, the connection with the Maccabee fighting holidays, also known as Hanukkah. We have Psalm 35. We also have the 10th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for this Shavua Tov.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice.
Rastafari, yeah, yeah, Rastafari. Ata yacholi kolo Allah, Rastafari kalinim ja.
Burn down. My provider, protect and keep watch over
me, yeah.
Jehovah Jireh. My provider, protect and keep watch over me.
Perhaps the significance of Hanukkah and the Jewish revolt does not lie in a miracle or in a military victory at all, but in something far more profound. The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day. Not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Here, Maccabee fighting holidays, and here's Maccabee. Artist, Rasta Soldier.
The real war is a spiritual war. Spiritual wickedness in high and low places. Rastafari is on the battlefield. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. So we ain't got no guns and bombs, a bigger bomb of no one. No tomahawk missile and no nuclear weapon. No rocket launcher and no battalion. No tanks and no battleship with ammunition. What we have is the power from the Almighty One. Just the peace and the love and the vibration. All over the world, Rasta nail is strong. And we never invaded no one. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up. Cause it's a spiritual war, a one that's the real revolution. Guns and wars cannot be the solution. Babylon a trick the people with them illusion. Causing the chaos and a pure confusion. They got their weapons of steel. They say them come to destroy. Rasta come here for heal. Rastafari is with buckler and shield. The people's minds are the real battlefield. I and I are soldiers
fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right, I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Say I have been here, the Rastaman sound. Say anytime they hear the sound, the Babylon start mound. Many, many Rastafari people are around. Many, many rats in every country, many cities and towns. Yes, I and I, they're on the battleground. Fighting spiritual wickedness wherever it's found. Hot of fire, lightning and brimstone. For the wicked, do not leave us alone. Cause I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right, I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Here still I see I soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Alright, when I go follow with them fashion and trend. A Rastafari, we defend a Rastafari to the end. A Rastafari, never bow and never bend. We yelling Emperor Selassie, I and Empress Menen. Rastafari and the wicked are no friend. We burn them out from a way back when. Pan material things you don't depend. We tell them once, we are gonna tell them again. I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Alright, I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the
to justify their own actions. Who are the terrorists and who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Now when Adolf Hitler tried to conquer the world with his evil regime, anybody who fought against him was classed as a hero. They fought fire with fire. But for many, many years there's been a regime every bit as evil as that of Adolf Hitler. But if you fight against the apartheid system in South Africa, you are a terrorist. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Imagine that aliens from outer space came to conquer the human race, came to control all the world's wealth and take the best parts of the world for themselves. Suppose they said, fear not peoples of earth, we are here to help you. Give us everything of any worth and we will not harm you. You have gold mines, or should I say used to have, now they're mine. But you can work in the golden grind. For an 80-hour week, we'll give you about £2 a time. Oh yes, another thing, you must all carry a pass, just so none of you get lost. Certain boundaries you must not cross, or our police will bust your ass. Sound familiar? People of the world would fight for their liberty, even if it took centuries. And when the oppressor was forced to go, the people who fought against him would be classed as heroes, and quite rightly so. So why, oh why, oh why, oh why are the people who fight against the oppressors in South Africa classed as terrorists? To me, they are heroes. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Come tell me, who are the heroes? Double standards, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Come tell me, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Fighting in Namibia, the media says it is a clash between South African troops and SWAPO guerrillas. Troops against guerrillas. I would say it is a clash between the South African terrorists and SWAPO freedom fighters. Yeah, sounds more like a choke. Bota and his henchmen call the ANC terrorists. That's worse than the pot calling the kettle black. The apartheid system is an act of terrorism itself. It is evil, 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 evil. Killing of the children in Soweto was an act of terrorism. Locking Mandela in a prison so long is an act of terrorism. Indefinite detention is an act of terrorism. Invasion of people's homeland is an act of terrorism. So tell me, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? I know. Do you?
And nor the whole coming way, and knew what his youngest son had done. And he said, cursed be Canaan, blessed be Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant.
Now the Israeli and the Arab man fighting for Canaan land. According to the book I read, Canaan is from Amstead. Amson got a portion of land. Now where the hell Canaan portion? Abraham had two sons in Israel. They said the Arab and Israeli, two brothers fighting control the land, the land, the land, the land of Canaan. Esau, Esau, yes Jacob, give me your right and take my cup. Check the facts and you will see Canaan was sold into slavery, disappeared from the pages of time. Cause of his father's crime. Now the Israeli and the Arab man both fighting in a foreign land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. with milk and honey, now drenched with blood and body. Killing fear, killing fear. Leaders, leaders, beware, beware. Jerusalem, the city of great healing. Tears and sorrow, today she brings. And now shall the mighty fall. Like a woman in labor, the land shall call. Enough, enough, you're living in time, but some things must be left behind. Fight you must for this piece of land, but remember it belongs to the son of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land, the land, the land, the land of Canaan. Ever stand to guide and protect the sons of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land, the land, the land, the land of Canaan, the land, the land, the land of Canaan.
Africa is a must, so no matter personal cost, you have to jump on this your bus, Zion Bond, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever,
forever. Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירכתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם ראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו, רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך, כשמך אלוהים, תן תהילתך על כתב ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, we have Psalm 35 in the season, a prayer under persecution. This resonates with the Maccabee fighting holidays here with what's called Hanukkah. And here we're at day five, the readings for day five, basic readings right here. Get into today's daily psalm as well as this 10th sabbatical study for this weekly Torah portion right here. First things first, right here, reading for day five from Numbers.
On the fifth day, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, did offer. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad, offered. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel.
Baraka, here, Hanukkah blessings right here, Temple Rockers.
Yes, sir.
Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong, sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Shema Yisrael.
What's his instruction?
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 5, a chapter of horror and torture, revealing ancient tyranny at its utmost savagery. Verse 26 is profound truth. And thus, no sooner did the tyrant conclude his urging of them to eat unclean meat, then all with one voice together, and as with one soul, said to him, Why dost thou delay, O tyrant? We are ready to die, rather than transgress the commandments of our fathers. For we should be putting our ancestors also to shame, if we did not walk in obedience to the law, and take Moses as our counselor. O tyrant, thou counselest us to transgress HaTorah. Thou counselest us to transgress the law. Do not, hating us, pity us beyond ourselves. For we esteem thy mercy, giving us our life in return for a breach of the law of HaTorah, a thing harder to bear than death itself. Thou wouldest terrify us with thy threats of death under torture, as if a little while ago thou hast learnt nothing from Eleazar. But if the old men of the Hebrews endured these tortures for righteousness' sake, yea, until they died, more befittingly will we young men die, despising the torments over which he, our age teacher, also triumphed. Make trial therefore, O tyrant, and if thou takest our lives for the sake of righteousness, think not that thou hurtest us with thy tortures. For we, through this our evil entreatment, and our endurance of it, shall win the prize of virtue. But thou, for our cruel murder, shall suffer at the hands of divine justice sufficient torment by fire forever. These words of the youth redoubled the wrath of the tyrant, not at their disobedience only, but at what he considered their ingratitude. So by his orders, the scourgers brought forward the eldest of them and stripped him of his garments and bound his hands and his arms on either side with thongs. But when they had scourged him till they were weary and gained nothing, thereby they cast him upon the wheel. And on it the noble youth was racked till his bones were out of joint. And as joint after joint gave way, he denounced the tyrant in these words, O thou most abominable tyrant, thou enemy of the justice of heaven, and bloody-minded, thou dost torment me in this fashion, not for manslaying nor for impiety, but for defending the Torah of Elohim, the law of God. And when the guard said to him, Consent to eat, so you may be released from your tortures, he said to them, Your method, O miserable minions, is not strong enough to lead captive my reason. Cut off my limbs and burn my flesh and twist my joints through all the torments, I will show you that in behalf of virtue, the sons of the Hebrews alone are unconquerable. As he thus spake, they set hot coals upon him besides, and intensifying the torture, strain him yet tighter on the wheel. And all the wheel was besmeared with his blood, and the heaped coals were quenched by the humors of his body dropping down, and rent flesh ran round the axles of the machine. And with his bodily frame already in dissolution, the great-souled youth, like a true son of Abraham, grown not at all, but as if he were suffering a change by fire into incorruption, he nobly endured the torment, saying, "Follow my example, O brothers. Do not forever desert me, and forswear not our brotherhood and nobility of soul. War a holy and honorable warfare on behalf of righteousness. Through that may the just providence that watched over our fathers become merciful to his people and take vengeance on the accursed tyrant." And with these words the holy youth yielded up the ghost. But while all were wondering at his constancy of soul, the guards brought forward the second in age of the sons, grappling him with sharp clawed hands of iron to the engines and the catapult. But when they heard his noble resolve in answer to their question, would he rather eat than be tortured, these panther-like beasts tore at his sinews with claws of iron and rent away all the flesh of his cheeks and tore off the skin from his head. But he steadfastly enduring this agony said, "How sweet is every form of death for the sake of the righteousness of our fathers." And to the tyrant he said, "O most ruthless of tyrants, does not it seem to thee that at this moment thou thyself sufferest tortures worse than mine in seeing thy tyranny's arrogant intention overcome by my endurance for righteousness' sake? For I am supported under pain by the joys that come through virtue, whereas thou art in torment, whilst glorying in thy impiety. Neither shalt thou escape, O most abominable tyrant, the penalties of the divine wrath." And when he had bravely met his glorious death, the third son was brought forward, was earnestly entreated by many to taste, and so to save himself. But he answered in a loud voice, "Are ye ignorant that the same father begot me and my brothers that are dead, and the same mother gave us birth, and in the same doctrines, teachings was I brought up? I do not forswear the noble bond of our brotherhood. Therefore, if ye have any engine of torment, apply it to this body of mine, for my soul ye cannot reach, not if ye would." But they were greatly angered at the bold speech of the man, and they dislocated his hands and his feet with their dislocating engines, and wrenched his limbs out of their sockets, and unstrung them. And they twisted around his fingers, and his arms, and his legs, and his elbow joints. And in no wise being able to strangle his spirit, they stripped off his skin, taking the points of the fingers with it, and tore in Scythian fashion the scalp from his head, and straightway brought him to the wheel. And on this they twisted his spine till he saw his own flesh hanging in strips and great gouts of blood pouring down from his entrails. And at the point of death he said, "We, O most abominable tyrant, suffer thus for our upbringing and our virtue that are of Elohim. But thou, for thy impiety and cruelty, shall endure torments without end." And when this man had died worthily of his brothers, they brought up the fourth and said to him, "Be not thou also mad with the same madness as thy brethren, but obey the king and save thyself." But he said to them, "For me, ye have no fire so exceeding hot as to make me a coward. By the blessed death of my brethren, by the eternal doom of the tyrant, and by the glorious life of the righteous, I will not deny my noble brotherhood. Invent tortures, O tyrant, in order that thou mayest learn thereby that I am a brother of those who have been already tortured. When he heard this, the bloodthirsty, murderous, and utterly abominable Antiochus bade him cut out his tongue. But he said, even if thou dost remove my organ of speech, Elohim is a hearer also of the speechless. Lo, I put out my tongue, ready. Cut it out, for thou shalt not thereby silence my reason. Gladly do we give our bodily members to be mutilated for the cause of Elohim. But Elohim will speedily pursue after thee, for thou cuttest out the tongue that sang songs of praise to him. But when this man also was put to death of agony with the tortures, the fifth sprang forward saying, I shrink not, O tyrant, from demanding the torture for virtue's sake. Yea, of myself I come forward in order that slaying me also, thou mayest by yet more misdeeds increase the penalty thou owest to the justice of heaven. O enemy of virtue, and enemy of man, for what crime dost thou destroy us in this way? Does it seem evil to thee that we worship the Creator of all and live according to his virtuous law? But these things are worthy of honors and not tortures, if thou dost understand human aspirations and had hope of salvation before Elohim. Lo, now thou art Elohim's enemy, and makest war on those that worship Elohim. As he spake thus, the guards bound him and brought him before the catapult, and they tied him thereto on his knees, and fastening them there with iron clamps, they wrenched his loins over the rolling wedge, so that he was completely curled back like a scorpion, and every joint was disjointed. And thus in grievous strait for breath and anguish of body, he exclaimed, glorious, O tyrant, glorious against thy will are the boons that thou bestowest on me, enabling me to show my fidelity to the law, to HaTorah, through yet more honorable tortures. And when this man also was dead, the sixth was brought, a mere boy, who in answer to the tyrant's inquiry, whether he was willing to eat and be released, said, I am not so old in years as my brethren, but I am as old in mind, for we were born and reared for the same purpose, and are equally bound also to die for the same cause. So if thou choosest to torture us for not eating unclean meat, torture. As he spake these words, they brought him to the wheel, and with care they stretched him out and dislocated the bones of his back and set fire under him. And they made sharp skewers, red hot, and ran them into his back, and piercing through his sides, they burned away his entrails also. But he, in the midst of his tortures, exclaimed, O contest worthy of saints, wherein so many of us brethren in the cause of righteousness have been entered for a competition in tortures and have not been conquered. For the righteous understanding, O tyrant, is unconquerable. In the armor of virtue I go to join my brothers in death and to add in myself one strong avenger more to punish thee. O deviser of the tortures and enemy of the truly righteous, we six youths have overthrown thy tyranny, for is not thy impotence to alter our reason or force us to eat unclean meat and overthrow for thee? Thy fire is cool for us, thy engines of torture torment not, and thy violence is impotent, for the guards have been officers for us, not of a tyrant, but of the divine law, and therefore have we our reason yet unconquered.
Yes, yes, yes. The reading for day 5 from the 4th book of Maccabees, chapter 5, right there, there, there. This segues us here to today's daily psalm, Psalm Under Persecution, Psalm 35. Here was Pop Con, Words of Wisdom, Part 2, Abundant Life. Chanting Psalms 9, Psalm 37, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 35. Pray Under Persecution.
Yeah, you may say no. You know the boss this man. I tell you, say life are the greatest. Yeah, no care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up. Rising in the morning beside me Empress. Thanks for life and the blessing. We give you on the earth. Protect us from danger. These plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, a.k.a. Popcorn, the annual boss, the 876 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're my devil every time, here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotted against the just, and gasheth upon him with his state. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay it not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and give it. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting, and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in fear. They gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, ha, our eye had seen it.
Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Libation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are Elohim? If ye call them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken. say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe, that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, 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 all
the day long. Yeah, Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Our Father, what in Zion?
This is a psalm of David. This morning I shall once again giving thanks and praise to the Almighty for everything that He has done for me. Plead thy cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight me down. Take hold of thy shield and thy buckler, and stand up for mine head. Throw out also the spear, stop the way against them that persecute me, O Lord. Persecute me, O Lord. Say unto my son, let them be confounded and put to shame, my Lord, that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion, that divided for my hurt. Let them be like a chaff before the wind to die. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Want you to say, Jah, I am thy salvation. For without cause and net they have hid over a pit for me, and without cause they have digged it for my soul, Jah. Let destruction come upon him unaware, Jaja. And let his net that he had hid for me catch himself, Jah, into the very destruction. Well, let him fall, Jah. My soul shall be so joyful, it shall rejoice in his salvation. I am thy salvation. Be unto my soul, Jah. I am thy salvation. All of my bones shall say, yes, my Lord. Who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong, yea, the poor and the needy, from him that seek to foil at him, false witness did arise. They lay to my charge things that I knew not of, rewarding me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothes were sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, my prayer returned to my bosom. I behaved myself as though he was a brother, bowed down and mourned as though for his mother. Though the objects they gathered themselves together, at least I want them to know, Jah, you're my light and salvation. I am thy salvation. Want you to say, Jah, I am thy salvation. I am thy salvation. Want you to say, Jah, I am thy salvation.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune zebesamayat, yitqaddas simuka, timtsa' mengistika, ወይኩን ፈቃደከ በቀመ በሰማይ ከማሁ በምድር ሲሳየነ ዘለለ ዕለተነ ሀበነ ዮም Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene, Hineni, Nhedig Lazi, Abesa, Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wistem and Sut, Alla de Hanene, Ovalehane, Emkulu, Okui, Ismi, Ziake, Ye Etamangus Hile, Wasabhatla Alam, Alam, Amen. I'm Harik. Abata Chinhoi, Besamaye Mutinor. سميك أدس من قستيتم تاع فكادة بسمعين هونج اندهم بمدر تهون يألت انجلاتشنين ستانزاري بدلاتشنين ميكربلن ان يامي بدلو يكرن دمنل عبتو ورفتنا نتاقبان ككفو هلو ارنين انجي من قست يانتناتنا حايلم كبر مسقانا لزل آلمو آمين
Lakin ko titpalalo avino sheba shemayim yitek adasha shemeka tavo malkuteka yase ritzonika komo vashemayim ken vaaret et lachem chulkeinu ten lanu hayom usalach lanu et chovoteinu כאשר סלחנו גם אנחנו לחיירנו, ועל טבענו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. כן, כה תתפללו, אבינו שבשמיים, יתק אדש שמכה. Here, it's called the Lord's Prayer here in the Hebrew. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Pray y'all. לכן, כה תתפללו. לכן, כה תתפללו. אבינו שבשמיים, יתק אדש שמכה. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, holy, set apart, be thy name. Avinu Shebashemayim, Yituk Adash Shimeka. Tavo Malkuteka Yase Ritzoneka. Komoa Vashemayim Ken Baaret. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Tavo Malkuteka. Tavo Malkuteka. Tabo Malkuteka. Tabo Malkuteka. Thy kingdom come. Tabo Malkuteka. Ye ase Ritzoneka. Thy will be done. Ye ase. To be done. Ritzoneka. Thy will. Ye ase. Ye ase. Ritzoneka. Komo as Vashemayi. As in the heavens. Ye ase. Ritzoneka komo vashemayi kain, so like this, ba'aretz, in the earth. Et lechem chulkeinu, tena lanu hayom. Give us this day our daily bread. Et lechem, bread, the bread, chulkeinu. Chulkeinu, chulkeinu. Daily, chulkeinu. We share our share of the bread. That is to say, our daily bread. Et lechem, chulkeinu. Ten, give, ten lanu, ten lanu. Give lanu, give us hayom, hayom. The day, to say like daily. Daily, like today, to say today in the sense of daily bread. Et lechem chulkeinu ten lanu hayom. Usalach lanu et chovoteinu. Kaasher salachnu gam anachnu lechayaveinu. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Uslach lanu et chovoteinu. Forgive our debts. Forgive us. Uslach lanu. Forgive us. Uslach lanu et chovoteinu. Our debts. Ka'asha as we salachnu. Forgive gam also nachnu us le chayaveinu. Those who are our debtors, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Va'ala tevienu lidei nisayon ki ima chalseinu min hara ki alecha ha'mamlecha v'ha'gvura v'ha'tiferet le'olmei olamim. Amen. Hear. And lead us not into temptation, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear. Ve'ala tivienu. Don't lead us. Ve'al tivienu. Ve'ala tivienu. Don't lead us. Lidei anisayon. Don't lead us, to say like into the hand of temptation. Don't lead us into nisayon, into testing, temptation. V'ala tivienu lidei nisayon. Ki for e, for as, for if, chalseinu, chalseinu. Deliver us, for if you deliver us, mean from hara, mean hara. Min hara from the evil, ki for lecha, ki lecha for to thee, for to the I, speaking to he who be who ye be, ha mamlecha, mamlecha, ha mamlecha, the kingdom for to the I is the kingdom, ve ha gevura, and the gevura, gebura, ve ha gebura, and the power. V'ha'tiferet and ha'tiferet and the tiferet, tiferet, tiferet and the tafari and the glory. V'ha'tiferet le'olmei, for the of the worlds, to say of time indefinite, of the worlds is one way of bringing that up in the Hebrew sense, le'olmei olamin, for forever and ever, often brought out in that sense, but to the time indefinite, le'olmei olamin, amen, amen, true and faithful witness, I and I admit. Lakein, ko, tita palalu, avinu sheba shemayim, yitak adashimeka, tabo malkuteka, yasea ritzoneka, komo ba shemayim ken baaretz, eta lachem chulkeinu, tena lanu hayom, usalach lanu, eta chovoteinu, kaasha salachnu, gam anachnu le hayarenu. Wa'ala tivyeinu lidei nisayon, ki yeima chaltzeinu min hara, ki lecha, hamamlacha, ve'hagvura, ve'hatiferet, le'olme olamim, amen.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו, לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, אמן, אמן.
First book I know, and I love to praise the Lord in this version of his holy word, Psalms 35. Sing it. Strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle, and stand up for my help, and stand up for my help. Draw up also this spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, salvation, salvation. Sing it. Strive with me, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle, and stand up for my help, and stand up for my help. Draw out also this spear, and stop the way against them that prosecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, salvation, salvation. Say unto my soul, I
am by salvation, salvation, salvation. Sing it.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Here for this Shabbat, for Shabbat Miket, Sabbath at the end. Here, the Rishon Aliyah. The first Aliyah, the first offering up. First reading the manna here for Shabbat Miket. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Genesis here from the Sefer Bereshis. Pick up with Genesis chapter 41 for the Rishon Aliyah. The Shem Ab Ve Habim Ve Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. The one. With him, ne, Omed, al Hayor. The dream of Pharaoh. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, Wayhi, Miketa, Shnataim, Yamim, that Pharaoh dreamed, U Faro, Holein, and Pharaoh dreamed, U Faro, Holein, with him, ne, and behold, he stood by the river, with Hine Omed al Hayor. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 favored, keen, and fat fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other keen, kind, came up after them out of the river, ill favored and lean fleshed, and stood by the other keen kind upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed keen did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat keen kind cows. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon 1 stalk rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured, ate up the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke. And behold, a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit, his eyrit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then spake chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Why Dabir Sarah? Ha mashikim etta paro le mor etta hat ai hani mazkira hayom. Then spoke the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I make mention of my fault, this day. Etta hat ai hania mazkira hayom. I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put I in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me, I, and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and I dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us, with I and I, a young man, and Hebrew. It was a young man with I and I, a Hebrew. With Sham, Itanu, Naara, Ibriya, Ebeda, Le, Sara, Hatabahim, Wana, Sapera, Lawu, Waya yifatara lanu etahalamotenu isha ka chelomo patar. And there was with I and I a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the chief, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to I and I our dreams, to each man according to his dream, he did interpret. Why a yifatar, lan, cholmo, mo, patar. And it came to pass as he interpreted to I and I, to us, so it was. Me, he restored to mine office, and him, he hanged. Joseph. Ayusuf, Yawasaf, exalted in Mitzrayim, in Gibbet, in Kemet, in Egypt, verse 14. Then Faro sent and called Yosef, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved and changed his raiment and came in to Paro. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering, the second reading. Here for this Shabbat Miket. Here, verse 15, according to the Ashkenazim, Vayomera Paro Aila Yosefa Chaloma Chalamti Yahua Poter Eina Oto Vani Shamaiti Aleika Leimora. Tishma'a chloma liftor oto. And Paro, Pharaoh, said to Yosef, to Ayusuf, Yawasaf, I have dreamed a dream. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, chlom, chalamti. I have dreamed a dream, chlom, chalamti. U fotir ein oto, and there is none, no one that can interpret it. U fotir ein oto. Hani ashamaitia aleka. And I have heard say of the eye, and I have heard say of the eye. Wahani shamaiti aleka. Ka lemor. I've heard say of the eye that when thou hearest a dream, thou, the eye, is able to interpret. Lemor tishma'a chlom lifutor oto. And Yosef. And Joseph answered Paro, Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me, not in I. Elohim, the nature of natures, Elohim, the true God. Elohim shall give Paro, Pharaoh, an answer of peace. Vayana Yosefa et Paro lemor. And Joseph answered, Vayana Yosef, Pharaoh et Paro lemor, saying, Bilaadai Elohim, Yahne et Shalom, Paro, it is not in I, Bilaadi, it's not in I, Biladai, it's not an I. Biladai, Elohim, the true God, the nature of natures. Ya inne. Will answer. Eta shalom, answer of peace. Paro. Biladai, Elohim. Ya inne, eta shalom, paro. And here. Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here, O Yisrael. Hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, according Le Sephardim, according to the Sephardi, the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second up offering here at verse 17. At verse 15, for the Ashkenazim, and the second reading, and here at verse 17 for Le Sephardim, the Sheni Le Sephardim, verse 17. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, the river, the river, the river. Vayedaber paro il Yosef ba chelomi hini omed ala tifata hayor. And Pharaoh spake to Yosef, to Joseph, Vayedaber paro il Yosef, in my dream, Bachelomi, behold, hini, omed ala sifata hayor, I stood upon the brink, upon the lip, omed al sifata hayor, of hayor, of the yor, of the river, of the river, of the river, of the river. And behold, there came up out of the river seven keen cows, heifers, hetors, fat fleshed and well favored. And they fed in the meadow. And behold, seven of the keen, seven of the cattle, of the cow, of the hetors, came up after them, poor and very ill favored and lean fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored keen cows did eat up the first seven fat keen cows. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known whether they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears, withered, thin, blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured, ate up the seven good ears. And I told to the magicians, but no one that could declare to me, to I. And Joseph said to Paro, the dream of Pharaoh, of Paro, one, Elohim hath showed Paro, Pharaoh, what he is about to do. Vayomer Yosef il Paro, and Joseph said to Paro, Pharaoh, chelom, Paro, echad, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Chelom, Paro, echad, who, eita asher ha Elohim, oseh, what ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, ha Elohim is about to do, he hath declared to Pharaoh, he has declared to Pharaoh, eita asher ha Elohim, oseh, he gied le far o. The seven good keen cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. Chelom. Echad. And the seven thin and ill-favored keen cattle that came up after them, 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Paro, which I have spoken to Pharaoh. What ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, about to do, he sheweth to Pharaoh. He shows to Pharaoh, to who? Ha davara asher dibartia illa paro asher ha Elohim ose her a eta paro. what Elohim is about to do, he showeth to Paro. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Gibbet, of Kemet. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Gibbet, and the land of Kemet, the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled to Paro, Pharaoh, twice. It is because the thing is established by Ha-Elohim, by the true good, the true God. And Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, will shortly bring it to pass. With Allah, Hiya Shanota. Ha chlom el paro, pa e mayim kia nakon ha davara, mayim ha Elohim uma mahira ha Elohim la esoto. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Mitzrayim, set him over the land of Egypt. Let may Paro Pharaoh do this, and let make him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Gibbet, the land of Kemet of Egypt, in the 7 plenteous years, and let them gather, may they gather all the food for those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Paro Pharaoh, and let them and make them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Gibbet, in the land of Kemet, the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing, was good in the eyes of Paro, in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants.
Vayomer Paro illa evadayo. נמצא כזה איש אשר רוח אלוהים באו.
And Pharaoh said to his servants, ויאמר פרעה, אלא ודאיו, can I find such a as this, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim, true good, the true God, the natural God, the natural God, the natural God. He needs a kaze ish asher ruach Elohim bau.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Turning blue. King Pharaoh's plague is deep.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, 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 all the day long.
Mizmor Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm XXXV. From Sefer Tehillim, Psalm 35. Mizmor Lamed Hey, prayer under persecution. Le David of David. This psalm should be compared with VII, Psalm 7, and XXII, Psalm 22. This psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachias Sedek, we have Mizmor Lamed Hey. Psalm 35, which should be compared with Psalm 7 and Psalm 22. It is a cry of distress from David, when he was being hunted by Saul. Now, resemblances have been noted with the language of the book of Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, in which the prophet also cries out in his affliction. Like circumstances may well account for the similarity, or the prophet may have been acquainted with the Mizmor, even today's Mizmor, Mizmor Lamed He, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, and used its phraseology. So today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed He, Psalm 35, Psalm XXXV, from the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, prayer under persecution. The opening 10 verses is the appeal for help. Le David, superscription of David, implication a psalm, Mizmor Le David. Le David, Riva Yahuwah Eta Yirivai, Leham Eta Lochemai, plead, O Yahweh, Riva Yahuwah. Plead my cause, O he who be, we be, with them that plead, strive with I. Riva Yahuwah Eta Yirivai. Strive, O Yahweh, O he who be, we be, Adonai, with them that strive against I. Leham Eta Lochmai. Fight. Leham. Fight against them that fight against I. Leham Eta Lochmai. First verse right here, plead or strive. Riva, riba, 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 Yahuwah, riba, Yahuwah, riba. Plead, O Yahweh, strive. Plead, O Hashem, with them that plead against I. Riba, Yahuwah, eta yirivai. The phrase, it suggests a suit in a court of law, where the defendant calls upon an advocate to defend him against his accusers. Underlying the struggle between Saul and David and David was and is, will be, a moral issue. The wanton persecution of the innocent man. If Ha'Elohim, the true God, were to decide it, the outcome of the campaign would soon be made evident. Thus, this first verse right here in the opening appeal for help. Le David, riba Yahuwah eta yirabai, leham eta lochemai. The Aleph verse. The Beit verse, ha chezeka magain wifina, wikuma be'azrati. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Take hold. Ha chezek magen wifina. He chezek, take hold. He chezek a magen of shield wifina. With Sina, take hold of shield and buckler. Ha chezeka magin with Sina. Wikuma be'ezrati. And rise up. Wikuma. Rise. Be'ezrati. For my help. And rise up and stand up and stand up, get up, stand up, rise up. Wikuma be'ezrati. The shield and buckler, the magain with sina, the magain and the sina, magain with sina. More on this can be found in Psalm 5, roughly around verse 13. Since his accusers have resorted to violence, he invokes Ha'Elohim, he invokes Jah as his champion in the fight. In the scriptures, Ha'Elohim, the true God, is named a man of war. We have this in the Exodus Psalm. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. But only, he is only a man of war to help the weak against the ruthless strong. Thus we have this verse here, the second verse, the bait verse. Ha'chezek amagein with sina. Take hold.
ha-chezek, ha-magen, of shir, we-china, the magen, the shir, and the buckler, the buckler, the buckler. Wekuma, and rise up, stand up, bi'ezrati, and stand up for ezrati, in my help, for my help, in my help, and stand up and rise up in my defense, bi'ezrati, or for help, bi'ezrati. The Gimel verse, the third verse, v'harek achenit usgora likraat rodfai. Amor li nafshi yishuatek ani. Amor li nafshi yishuatek ani. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute and falsely prosecute. I say to my soul, Amor linavshi, say to my soul, Amor linavshi, I, thy salvation, I, Yeshuatech, ani, say to my soul, thy salvation, I am thy salvation. Draw out, v'harek. Harek, draw out also the spear. Draw out also the spear and the battle axe against them that pursue me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Draw out with harek chanit. Draw out the spear with harek chanit. The verb is used of drawing a sword from the scabbard. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9. Similarly, the spear, the chenit, was kept in a holder from which it was taken when required, in the sense of drawing out a weapon from the holster. So what he says right here, v'harek achenit, draw out also the spear. Usugor. Now, it's interesting here because in the Sefer Tehillim, coming from the Hebrew, more Hebrew direct translation, we have the Hebrew there as a witness, we have battle axe. In the KJV, it says, draw out also the spear. That's the first phrase. Then after the comma, it says, and stop. Then you see, italicize the way. Out of italics, against them that persecute me. So the real words there is, and stop against them that persecute me. Draw out also the spear, and stop against them that persecute and falsely prosecute, or against them that pursue. Bringing it out even more, against them that pursue I. Usgor, likraata rodafai. You rodify the ones that pursue I. Now, the Hebrew may be the imperative of a verb. In other words, the sense of close up, what we have in the KJV, and stop. They add in the italicized words, the way, the sense of it, to stop. Because the Hebrew may be the imperative, the command word. The command word, as we have, usagor, stop, close up. Hence, the authorized version, like the KJV, says, stop the way. Some as Rashi and Ibn Ezra agree with that. Kimchi, he suggested that it was a noun. So others look at this word and see the sigor as actually being a noun and not the imperative of the verb, the commandment to stop, but actually a noun, something that stops something. And therefore, Kimchi and others suggest that it's a noun signifying an implement of war. And this view is now actually what is generally accepted. It was a view that wasn't so much generally accepted, but as one studied, they got to recognize that, yes, we can look at this as a imperative, a command, stop, draw out. Even when you say draw out, in the sense of draw out is a command. So, we harek chenit, Sigor Likraat, Likraat, against them or to meet them, Likraat, Likraat Rodefai, Likraat Rodefai, to meet them, against them, to meet those Rodefai. I and I pursuers. Say to my soul, this is the key phrase here in the third verse, Amor Linafshi, Amor, to say, the command, say to my soul, say to her, say to my suke, my nefesh, here, Linafshi, Amor Linafshi, say to my soul, Amor Linafshi, Yeshuatech, Ani, Yeshuatech, Ani. And this right here is the language of he speaking to she, speaking to my soul, I psyche, I suke, saying to the soul, because the soul without instruction, in Yahweh, truth and life is headed for self-destruction. So saying to the soul, I am he who be who he be. Be she, I and I suke, I and I soul, salvation, Amor Linavshi, Yeshuatech, Ani. Give me the heartening, right? The heartening, to keep it heartical, that message, the message of salvation, that thou, that the I, he who be who he be, will help me, will help her, help my soul, my psyche, to victory. And victory and salvation, Hebraically, is one and the same sense. So salvation is victory. Victory is salvation, Hebraically speaking. So here, this can also be interpreted as say to my soul, Amor Linafshi, Yeshuatech, Ani, Yeshuatech, your victory. Saying to the soul, the psyche, your victory, Ani, I be. So this psalm, to he who be, we be my advocate, and also advocate for my soul, the victory. The salvation, the victory, even the victory of good over evil. So we have these three verses here in the appeal for help. Now, as we move this forward to the first section, which is the first 10 verses, but just getting a groundation even with the first three verses, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Once again, bringing out the emphasis here of the soul. Right? What does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his own soul? The emphasis of the soul and the defense of the soul. Plead my cause. Strive with those who strive against I. Fight against those who fight against I. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up. Rise up for mine help, and in my help draw out also the spear and the battle axe to stop the way of those who pursue and falsely prosecute. I say to my soul, my psyche, Yeshuatech, Ani, the I salvation, I. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt, ye boshu, we ye kalmu, me bakshe nafshi, ye sogu achora, we yachit perua choshve raati. Those who seek my raati, my hurt, those who seek evil upon I, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. Sense of this, ye boshu, then be abashed, ye boshu, we ye kalmu, and brought to confusion. Me vakeshe, nafshi, those who seek, nafshi, my soul, my psyche, ye sogu achor. Now here we have that very same, the battle axe to stop the way right there, where it says right here, let them be turned backward, yisogu, them being turned achor, backward, where yachipru choshve ra'ati, let them be turned back and be abashed, and then abased, brought to confusion. Right, that devise, that seek after and devising my hurt. Let them be ashamed, yea, boshu. In the complete triumph
which Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, will have secured for the persecuted and the falsely prosecuted. He uses stern and relentless language, very cut, court, and direct language, and straightforward and upright language, but it's not animated by a personal vindictive spirit. This is the key. Right? May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be humbly acceptable, acceptable in he who be who you be sight. So although the language, it may be considered stern, may be considered relentless, it's not animated by a personally vindictive spirit. As is clear, as can become clear, even in verses 12 to 14 and in verse 19. It is the triumph of righteousness and that vindication of the good over the evil, which he and I and I and we, which we desire to see consummated and to see fulfilled. So therefore, the firmness of the word, sound, and power. The fifth verse now continues to ride up in the opening appeal for help. Let them make them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Yehiyu k'mota lifnei ruach. Umalaki Hua Dohe. Make them be as a chaff. If you kamot as a chaff, as a mot, kamot. If you let them become kamot as a chaff. Lifnei before ruach, before the wind. Before the spirit, the ruach, in this sense, the ruach is the wind, lifnei ruach. Umalaki hoa dochei. The angel, the malaka'u, and malaki hoa, and the angel of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, thrusting them, dochei, thrusting them, or in the authorized in the KJV, it has chase them as chaff. This here we have in Psalm, the first Psalm, around about verse 4, the very first Psalm, as a chaff, right, before the wind, before the word, sound, power, a graphic picture of the complete routing of the enemy, of the hater of she, of the nafshi, of I and I soul. Let their way be dark and slippery. The angel of he who be we be pursuing them, hot on their pursuit. Yehi darkam choshek wa chalak lakot u'malaki hoa rodafam. Now he's chasing them. Now he's going to pursue them. The Malaki Hoa. Malaki Hoa. The angel of Jehovah is going to pursue them. And let their way be dark and slippery. And the angel now things turned around in them. So we have the image of the dark and slippery. Let their way be dark and slippery. The way this false astray and evil way, let that be what's dark and slippery to them. But now the consequences, right, the consequences of their evil action is being turned around in them right here. Even these verses bring forward the word sound of the Malaki Hoa, the angel of Jehovah, right, that angel, the message, the messenger, even this message of salvation. Yehi darkam choshek. Yehi, and let it be darkam, their derek, their way, choshek, the choshek. Disilluminated. Wa chalak alakot. And make it slippery. Slippery for them. Choshek wa chalak alakot. Dark, disilluminated, no light, and slippery. Ironically speaking, it's like the black ice. Uwa malaki hoa rodafam. And the angel of Jah, Jehovah, pursuing them. The tables are turned. See, in Jeremiah chapter 23 and 12, we have this phraseology, which is a language similar to even Jeremiah, dark and slippery. In their panic to escape, they will abandon the roads and paths and flee down slippery slopes, slip slide in the way, the slippery slope of the hills, dark and disilluminated.
by the overhanging trees. This is one of the kind of word picks that we get from this word sound power right here. Moving on to verse 7. For without cause, why is such stern and strong language being used in today's daily psalm, the Lamed Hey, the 35th psalm? For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Ki chinam, for without cause, for nothing, for no reason, no cause. Ki chinam, tamnuli shachata rishtam chinam, haflu li nafshi. For without cause, ki chinam, have they hid for me the pit? They've hid for I the pit, even their net, without cause. Chinam, without cause, have they digged for my soul. The key word here, chinam, without cause. Chinam. Robeinu says, not be angry against your brother without cause. Some people say, if you have cause, I say, listen to Robeinu, not to them. Let's understand this in the context, a repeated phrase that explains the state of his mind and also the content of his prayer, an I prayer. It's not malice, but it's righteous indignation is his motive. It was without cause. You know, did you do them something? It's just their evil, bad mind. It's without cause. So thus, it is only righteous to have such righteous indignation. He's given us the reason. This is the reason. For without cause have they hid for me the pit, even their net. Without cause have they digged for my soul. For my soul. Let destruction come upon him unawares. And let his net that he hath hid catch himself. With destruction let them fall therein. So he said, let them get the consequences of their own action. Of their own actions, that which they were seeking to do to my soul, let the consequences fall upon them. That is only right and just. Even HaTorah, the spirit and the truth of the word, speaks of saying, make destruction come upon him at unawares. Here in verse 8, Tivoehu, Shoah, Lo Yeda'a, Where Rishto Asher Aman, Tiali. Tia likado bi shoa yipal ba, that they have hid, let them fall, let that destruction with destruction, bishoa, yipal ba, with destruction let him fall there in. With destruction, into that very destruction, same destruction, let destruction come upon him at unawares. He's not calling out just some destruction just to destroy someone he don't like. No, he's saying that this is what they have designed, this is what they have hidden, this is what they are digging for my soul. Let them eat of it. Let it be for them, Jah. That is only righteous, Jah. And Jah's words say, yay, and I. The saints say, yay, and amen. It's not motivated by vindictiveness, but by righteousness. Into that very destruction, let him fall. Remember, without cause, the pit, remember the pit, even their net, the pit, even their net is without cause, have they hid for me the net that I should be caught therein, their traps, and they have digged the pit for my soul. See, if you don't really know what or where the soul is, you and I recognize, what does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his very soul? For my soul they have, against my soul they have done this, that I should fall into it. This is undoubtedly the sense of the verse, right? That's why it says, upon him. See, the singular may point, some say, because of the circumstances of the song, to the chief enemy, Shaul, Saul. More probably to his opponents collectively, all of them as one man. Verse 9, picking it up, and my soul by such righteous judgment. In verse 9 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 35 and 9, it says, and my soul shall be joyful in Hashem, joyful in Jehovah.
and it, she, in other words, shall rejoice in his salvation. She shall rejoice. It says it here for the context of it, all right? With nafshi, tagil b'yehova, tasisa b'yeshuato, b'yeshuato, in his Yeshua, in his victory, in his salvation. And she shall rejoice in his salvation. B'yeshuato, shua, Yeshua, Yeshua, b'yeshuato, in his victory, in his salvation. And my soul shall be joyful. With nafshi, tagil b'yehova, tasis, and rejoice, tasis, tasis b'yeshuato. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like to thee I, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. This verse here, verse 10. Call atzmotai, tomar na Yahua mi kamoka, matzil oni yamei chazaka mimenu, we oni we evyon mi agozlo. A beautiful verse right here. All my bones shall say, call atzmotai, call all atzmotai, all my bones are Tomar na Yahuwah mi kamoka. Who is like to the eye, O he who be who he be? Matila oni yamechazaka mimenu. Who delivers the poor from him that is too strong, that is too strong for him. With oni we evyon mi agozlo. Yea, the poor and the needy. We're Ani, we're Evyon. The Ani and the Evyon. We're Ani, we're Evyon. Mi Gozlo. From him that spoileth him. My soul shall be joyful. Have no need to doubt to whom he and I, we is indebted for that escape. All my bones, in addition to the moral satisfaction, which is soul, the nefesh, will and does enjoy that victory of good over evil, there will be a grateful sense of relief throughout his bodily frame, that health. You know, the connection, the psycho, spiritual, the psycho, phi, psycho connection. The poor, the afflicted, the poor and needy. These are the terms that are often linked together because justice was and is commonly perverted and twisted through bribes that's given to judges and different ones who are supposed to be in the business of justice and rulers by those rich. They say the best justice in Babylon is the one that money buys. So thus the words here, first 10 verses in the appeal for help. For help.
Mizmor, lamed, hey. Mizmor, lamed, hey. Lidawi. Rivah, Yahuwah, eta yirvai. Leham, eta lochmai. Ha, they come again with him. Ukuma, the Ezrat. Wehareka chenita usgor likrata rofai emor lenashi yishu atek ani yevoshu we ikalmu mevakshenashi yisgo achora we yachpru achoshre raati yihyu kmotza lifnei ruach. O Malak Yahua Doheh Yehi Adarkam O Hosheka Wa Halak Lakota O Malaki Yahua Rotfam Ki Yachinam Amnu Li Shachata Rishtam Chinam Chafru Lenashi
tovo ehu shoaha lo yedaa we rishto asherat amana tilikdo be shoaha yipola paha we nafshi tagil bayahua tasisa biyashuato kola atmotai kamarna Yahuwa ni kamoka matil ani mea haze kamimenu wa ani wa aviona mi go solo 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 solo
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him.
יקומון עדי חמאס אשר לא ידעתי ישאלוני. They ask of me things I don't know. Asher lo yadaiti ishaluni. Who? False witnesses did rise up. Yikumun Aidei Hamas. Aidei Hamas. The Aidei Hamas. Literally in the Hebrew, witnesses Aidei Hamas. Witnesses of violence. They give false testimony to aid the unlawfulness of the persecutor and the false prosecution against the righteous. KJV brings out false witnesses did rise up. And this is true Hebraically. Yikumun aidei Hamas. They're not just false witnesses. Aidei Hamas. Hamas. Witnesses of violence, unrighteous witnesses. Some interpret that as unrighteous, but clearly, literally in the Hebrew we have Aidei Hamas, that their false witness is leading to violence. They're witnesses of violence, and they ask me of things I do not know. They ask me. KJV brings out, they lay to my charge things, is italicized in the King James Version, that I knew not, or they laid to my charge that I knew not. But bringing it out more from the Hebraics of it all, Asher, those who, right, or that which, lo yadaiti, not my knowing, lo yadaiti. Yish aluni. They ask. Sha'al. Like Shaul, right? Yish aluni. They ask of me. They lay charges against him, of which he does not know. Lo yadaiti. These ones that yikumun aidei Hamas, Asher lo yadaiti, yishaluni. They lay charges against him of which he knows nothing. And they lay charges against Ainai, which Ainai know nothing of. David had been accused of plotting against Saul's life. This is how far they go with their false witnesses. And if you're plotting against someone's life and people believe that you're plotting against this person's life and they believe that you are the victim, this is also a day Hamas, a witness of violence have rose up, even in contempt of any court that regards righteousness as righteousness, the first principle, that truthfulness. They're not only false witnesses, they are violent witnesses. They lay to him charges that he knows nothing about. Here we have this in 1 Samuel 24:10. Verse 12 brings out, they rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. They rewarded me what? Evil for good. They repay me evil for good. Now, it's interesting because the last word of verse 11, Yishaluni, they asked of me. Here in verse 12, we have Yishalmuni, ra'a, tachata tova, shikola le nafshi, shikola le nafshi. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling. Shechol linafshi. The spoiling of nafshi. The spoiling of my soul. The spoiling of my soul or bereavement. Now, this is an interesting phrase we have here. Bereavement is come to my soul. The good he had done is defined in these next two verses. What is this good that he had done? He said that they had repaid me evil for good. They rewarded I evil for good. Hebraically, we have the shalom here. mind, the true root of what shalom, it says, ye shalomuni. So it's an interesting kind of a turn on a word, as we said from the verse before, where it reads, yikumun, yikumun eidei Hamas, asher lo yada'iti, yishaluni, yishalmuni ra'a tachata tova, shechola linafshi. So that yishaluni and yishalmuni. So one is yishaluni and the other is yishalmuni. So they ask of me and they pay, they reward in that sense. They pay shalom and shalom and pay to shalom yishalamuni ra'a. So what is their shalom? What is their payment of? It's evil. It's hurt. Ra'a. Tachat. Right? Instead of tova. Instead of good. And thus, the consequence of that is shechol linafshi. Spoiling of my soul, King James Version brings out, but a little more correctly according to the Hebrew, a bereavement. See, the terse Hebrew phrase, the tight Hebrew phrase, shechol linafshi, bereavement, woe to my soul, bereavement is coming to my soul. It's an exclamation. It corresponds to what one would say, woe is me, woe is I. Shechol linafshi, shechol linafshi, shechol, woe, bereavement. Otherwise, it could be translated as, it is a bereavement. It is a bereavement. It's a spoiling. It's a woe to my soul, linafshi. Such base ingratitude makes him feel and perceive in the innermost of the innocent, as desolate as a bereft mother, for the good that he had done, what they had paid him in return, their repayment, right, their rewarding him of evil, ra'a tachata tova, evil instead of good, 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 good. But as for I, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. But as for I, wa'ani, as for I and I, wa'ani,
wa'ani,
wa'ani, ba'chilotam, ba'chilotam, libushi sak. Ianeti batom nafshi uatefilati allacheki tashu
tashu tashu.
But as for I, when they were sick, wani bachelotam bachelotam, in their sickness. But as for I, when they were sick, when they were sick, levushi sank, levushi sank. My clothing was sackcloth. My clothing, sackcloth. Levushi, saka, enaiti, enaiti. Humbling, enaiti. Batzom, batzom. With fasting, nafshi. I humbled, I afflicted my soul with fasting. Enaiti, enaiti, batzom, nafshi. Utefilati, Allah heki, tashuv. I and my prayer, may it return to mine own bosom. And my prayer, may it return to my own bosom. Ooh, and tefillati, my prayer, tefillati, all upon chayki, upon my bosom, all chayki, tashuv, tashuv. Let it return, let it return. Sackcloth, sackcloth or sock. Sak, levushi, levushi, sak. Sackcloth is worn by mourners, also by those who are penitent and repentant. We have Jonah, chapter 3, verse 8. Afflicted my soul with fasting. Enaiti batzom nafshi. Enaiti batzom nafshi. Afflicted my soul, humbled my soul. Humbled, afflicted. To afflict the soul is said to be a Hebrew term many times used for fasting. We have it with Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29, and Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58 and 3. Now, this Hebrew phrase, it well indicates the spiritual aim. What's the spiritual aim of tzom? It says, ba'tzom, 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 enaiti, ba'tzom, nafshi.
fasting, tzom, as the principal source of chatiyat is the gratification of the bodily appetites. The fast, or the tzom, is to demonstrate and manifest to the chatiyatenya, to the lacquer, that man can and is able to conquer all five cycle and physical cravings, and that the spirit, the ruach, can always master the body. So his thoughts were so completely for the welfare of the attackers when they were bachelotam, when they were sick, for the attackers, that when they had in the past been in distress, that he acted as though he had been praying on his own behalf. Thus we have the wording, and my prayer, utisilati, and my prayer, may it return into my own bosom. One bringing out of the phrase, KJV says, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. Al chayki tashuv, k'rea, k'achli. K'rea, k'achli. Like a friend. Like a brother, as a friend, as a brother to me. K'rea, k'achli, hita halakati, k'avela'e ma'kodera shahoti. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bow down heavily, as one that mourneth for his mother, as one that mourneth mother. So here in the 14th verse it says, k'rea, k'rea, k'ach, like a friend. K'rea, k'ach, like a brother, Lee, like a friend, like a brother to me. Hita halakati, ka'erela'im, I behave myself. Behave myself as one that's mourning, ka'ever la'im, or kodera, bowing down, shachoti, bowing down myself and mourning heavily, like I was mourning for my own mother. See, when he says, may it return into my own bosom, the proof of his sincerity, he asked that what he had prayed for them, for the haters, the attackers, when they were sick and when they were in distress, may it come to him, because he had gone about already. He had gone about, he had behaved himself. He had gone about. I went about as though it had been like it was like my friend, like a friend or a brother for me. I bowed down mournful as one that mourneth mother, that mourneth mother. It didn't say his mother, but the implied sense, ka'ever la'im. Hita halachti ka'ever la'im kodera shachoti, shachoti, shachoti. He adopted the outward forms even of mourning that consisted of neglect and negligence of even personal appearance, either not washing, not trimming, not taking care of himself, as we have in 2 Samuel 19 and 25. 2 Samuel 19 and 25 brings that out as well. But when I halted, but in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yay. The abjects gather themselves together against me. And I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. But when I halted, they rejoice. Uves ali, uves ali. Shamachu, samchu, 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 uves aliya samchu, we ne esafu, ne esafu alaya, nechima we lo yadaitiya, karu we lo damu, we lo damu, and they didn't cease, they didn't stop. See, when I halt, when I was in adversity, when I stumbled, when I was like I was likely to fall, that's when they gathered themselves together. That's when they plotted. That's when they said about their plots, uves ayi, samchu, they were happy, wine safu, and gathered themselves, ne esfu alaya nechim, nechim, nechim. They gathered themselves together against the abjects. And those whom I know not, they gather themselves together against I, and I did not even know that they were gathering themselves. Were lo yadati karu karu. They tear me karu. They tear with lo damu. They tear and they don't stop tearing. Tearing at my character, tearing at my reputation, my name, lying on me. The Hebrew here, the abjects. I don't know. They gather against me, smiting me unawares. Like they're hitting me. They're tearing at me. And they don't stop. Now the Targum or the Targum brings out, who smite me with their words, rightly understanding that the attack is a campaign. It's a slander. It's a slander campaign. They tear me. They're libelous tongues. They don't say allegedly. Their libelous tongues are like the fangs of a beast of prey, chopping and tearing his reputation and I reputation to shreds. And these, we call, are the same ones that heartically, he humbled himself in prayer and fasting and mourning when they were sick, when they were in trouble. And these are the same ones now when I halted. But in mine adversity, they were happy. They were happy. They rejoice over Salai Samhu Wine a Safu. And they gather themselves together. Yay, the abjects. They gather themselves together against I. And I knew it not. They did tear my reputation to shreds, and they didn't cease with hypocritical mockers in feast. They gnashing and chewing upon me with their teeth. This is real, Israel. Bechanafei la'egeya ma'og. With the profanest mockeries of backbiting. Behanuni la igual ag haroka alai shinemo haroka alai shinemo. They gnash at me with their teeth. Haroka alai upon I shinemo. Their teeth chewing upon I. They talk in their lies with the profanest mockeries of backbiting. With hypocritical mockers in feast. Be'achanfei la'egeya ma'oz. On some, an alternative reading of this 16th verse in the Hebrew is Be'achanuni la'egua la'ag. So we have here Be'achanfei la'egeya ma'oz. Or Be'achanuni la'egua la'ag. Haroka alai shnemo, they gnash upon I with their teeth. The mockers. See, the Hebrew is said to be really archaic here, somewhat obscure. Literally, this is an interesting verse here, verse 16. As profane men, mockers for cake. As profane men who are mockers for cake, bechanfe la ege ma'oz. As profane men, hypocritical mockers, bechanuni la igua la'ag. Profane men, mockers for cake. See, the comparison here can be explained with the buffoons, the coons and buffoons, stepping sledging, nigger penny coons and buffoons, right, who indulge in ribald jesting and joking to earn a meal. These coons and buffoons, right? He describes them as unprincipled men. They don't have no principle. Who, in order to curry favor with Saul, Shaul, right? They make play of the righteous good name. And thereby they abet, right, the king or Shaul, the wrong king's plan to destroy the right king, the righteous king. But I thought it was interesting looking at the Hebrew, going in some of the Hebrew studies and just giving an overview. It has a sense of profane men, mockers for cake, right? We have the KJV that brings out hypocritical mockers and feasts. That's the sense of profane men, mockers for cake. So they lie and slander. This is how they eat. And so literally they do eat, right, upon the righteous, right, by their mockeries, their slander in order to curry a little bit of favor so they can eat some cake with a little bit of
flavor or something like that. This is wicked, right? Markets for cake. Cake chasing. It's all clout chasing, the cake chasing. Verse 17, Adonai, kama tireh. Adonai, kama tireh. Kama tireh, Lord. Adonai, how long will thou look on? How long will you look on? Adonai, kama tireh. Hashiva nafshi. Mia shoehem. Mika ferim. Yechidati. Rescue my soul from their destructions. Rescue my soul. Hashiva nafshi. Mia shoehem. Me shoehem. From their destructions. Mine only one from the lions. My darling, rescue my soul from their destructions. My darling, from the lions. From the lions. Mikafarim. Yechidati, yechidati, my darling, my only. Look on. How long will you just look on? Adonai, kama tireh. Kama tireh. Adonai, kama tireh. Kama tireh. Without intervening. Rescue my soul. Hashiva nafshi. Hashiva nafshi. Rescue, deliver my soul. We have this also in Psalm 19, round about verse 8. Mine only one, Yechidati, mine only one, soul. Psalm 22:21. The lions. Interesting phrase right here. Mi kafirim. Mi kafirim. Mi kafirim. The kafirim, the lions, his enemies, who acted like wild beasts, not as men, but as lions. We have this also in Psalm 57 and 5. Now, bringing it right here to complete this second section, right? The second section is like the second session within the court, within this court appeal right here in today's daily psalm. Here we have verse 18. Odeka, bik ahal rav, be'am, atzum, ehaleleka. Odeka v'kahal rav be'am atzum ehaleleka. I will give thee thanks, Odeka, Odeka. I will give the eyes thanks, Odeka. V'kahal rav, v'kahal rav is a great aggregation, congregation, the kahal that called out assembly to the church in the wilderness. V'kahal rav, be'am, be'am. Amongst the people, atzum, amongst enough people, numerous people, ehaleleka, 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 I will praise eyes as the eye, ehaleleka. So odeka, I will thank the eye, ehaleleka, I will praise the eye. So this second section of the psalm, right, of this petition, you could say of this suit, right, this psalmist suit, right, in the spiritual court, the eirithical court. This second section of the psalm, it ends like the first section at verse 9 with a declaration of his readiness. He says he's ready, ready, ready to proclaim Jah's salvation in the event of his foes being overthrown. He knows that they're righteous, they're wrong, but he calls out, he says, Adonai, Adonai, how long will you look on? Kama tireh. Kama tireh, hashiva nafshi, mi yashoehem, mi kafirim yechidati, odeka, v'kahal rav, be'am atzum, ehaleka, ehaleka. I will give eyes to the eye. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, all the day long, all the day long, all the day.
Well, this one is like a horror movie. Originate by Ipopa Sancho in a stylist. Sin, Lord of mercy. Come me say, taste vampire, make me taste vampire. Taste vampire, make me taste vampire. Taste vampire, make me taste vampire. Run with the boy, where you work the cobra. Yes, the one born a master, Norman the monster. It's a Frankenstein, yeah, wolf and Dracula. Then we, so cut your blood and make you get mad. And them coming all from like mosquito. He said, this is not a liar to adventure. One night about this, me mask on veranda. With me girl in the moonlight, me a take her pizza. Like something strange from over yonder. He said, something with the shape of a human structure. When me look at it, no have the head from the shoulder. Man, the way how me frighten, say, Mr. Master, ma. When me look for me girl, she fall in a coma. When me run in a me house with me grandfather. And him jump out of him bed in a him pyjama. Then him go down for the me and him say two prayer. And a little of a dancing start to read a scripture. Get across a looking glass and some holy water. 2 10 penny nail and a old hammer. Then him running and the dark me hear something holler. And a out of him out me say me hear him utter. Open sesame, abracadabra. Idiom, kiss vampire come make with kiss vampire. Idiom, kiss vampire come make with kiss vampire. It's a long time ago down in Jamaica. It's a something weird that you must remember. Was a tree will come, make out a cedar. And the outer covering a 50 farm. I see Jack
wake up on the top, them stand up like a preacher. And the one a miss a brown a hold them a after. And them drive pan lane and around corner. And a everybody look, them couldn't see no sofa. In him, chase vampire for make with chase vampire. In him, chase vampire for make with chase vampire. He say run where the boy, where you work the obia. He say one born a master, Norman the monster. He say Frankenstein, the wolf and Dracula. Then we suck out your blood and make you getting mad. And them coming all from like mosquito. He said this is not a liar to adventure. One night about with me mask on veranda. Hit me girl in a dim like me a take carpet. Like something seen from over yonder. He said something with the shape of a tumor sucker. When me look at it, no have no head from the shoulder. And the way how me frightened say me some summer. And me look for me girl she fall in a coma. Then me run in a me house see me grandfather. And him jump out of him bed in a him pyjama. Then him go down pan him knee and him test too fire. And a little laugh at that him start to read a scripture. Get a tassa looking glass and some holy water. 2 10 10 in nail and a old hammer. Then him running at the dark me hear something holler. And a out of him up me say me hear him utter. Open sesame abracadabra. Hit him! Chase vampire come make with chase vampire. Hit him! Chase vampire come make with chase vampire. Hit him! Chase vampire come make with chase vampire. It's a long time ago down in Jamaica. It's a something here that we must remember. But a tree will come make out a cedar. And the outer covering a secret for Micah. She drank up on the top, them stand up like a preacher. And the one a Mr. Bruna who them a after. And them drive from lane and around corner. And a everybody look, them could not see no show. Eat him! Get some fire for me, quit get some fire.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. This is our last part there. We say abracadabra. Abracadabra. I will create when I speak or what I speak. Abracadabra. And in more of the Aramaic, avada kadavra. I will destroy when I speak or as I speak. Interesting there in Chase Vampire, that tune there by Sancho. But here, moving forward to the sixth day of the Chanukah. Chanukah Sameach, HaMakabim Sameach, Maccabee fighting Isla days. Happy, happy, happy. Victory of the good over the evil. Hashem Yeshua.